We have from the Rasmussen Foundation, Jason Smart, who's a program officer, and from the Alaska State Council on the Arts, the executive director, Shannon Dowd. And they were leading a discussion last night at the Main Street Gallery, and we have Kathleen Light joining us here. So how did that go, Kathleen?
That was an awesome discussion. We had about 18 artists in the room, and we were talking about career development and how artists can sort of evolve their craft and grow as artists, and it was really exciting. I thought you guys gave so much information, and the artists were so appreciative. So it was a great seminar.
Well, it's just wonderful to have an opportunity to come down and to visit with the community here. It's just, I mean, you know, just listening the last few minutes and what you're talking about, even over the next week, in terms of what's happening in this community with arts and cultural activities is fantastic. So, yeah, the chance to connect with artists here was just great.
And I should say that wasn't even everything.
That's
the abridged list. And let me ask each of you, we hear about the Rasmussen Foundation. We hear about the Alaska State Council on the Arts, but perhaps each of you could maybe give a little information about them to people. Let's start with you, Jason Smart. Tell people about the Rasmussen Foundation.
Sure. So the foundation is a private family foundation that was established actually in 1955. So we're approaching our 60th year of being in existence, and our mission is to really support charitable causes and many great things all across Alaska. So our funding is directed to things that are in Alaska specifically, and arts and culture is an important part of the work that we do, and my responsibility is to manage those different programs there. And we also fund broadly in many different areas in terms of, you know, health, social services, some education, economic development, a range of different things, but arts and culture is an important part of what we do as well.
And Shannon Dowd, talk about the Alaska State Council on the Arts.
Sure. So we're part of state government, and we exist to serve all Alaskans through the arts. We believe that the arts really help strengthen communities, diversify our economy, and really make people more fulfilled in their lives. So we have a variety of different programs that we do. We have a lot of grants that we give out, naturally. Also some programs for individual artists that we were talking about, whether it's the Contemporary Art Bank, which is a collection of 700 works by Alaskan artists that gets lent out to public state buildings throughout Alaska, as well as we've managed Percent for Art program. And we really are working to kind of broaden the conversations we're having with other industries. So doing a lot of kind of increasing work around economic development, helping artists is a crucial thing, is giving artists opportunities to have careers and be able to stay in Alaska. And often that means expanding their market to outside of Alaska or to outside of their immediate community. And that's one of the things we talked about last night, was, you know, giving them some tools so that they can stay where they are and where they're happy, but also be successful and be able to live as an artist. We also, the Alaska Travel Industry Association was just meeting here, and we had introduced a resolution on the value of arts and culture in the state's tourism efforts. I know that you all have a lot of experience with cruise ships here, and, you know, really trying to invest in and highlight the kind of authentic, genuine experiences that the arts provide to people that are visiting in our communities.
Okay, and I believe there are quite a few opportunities coming up for artists.
Sure. At the Rasmussen Foundation, we do have an annual program that we support, which we call our Individual Artist Awards Program. And beginning January the 1st, we'll accept applications from artists who are interested in seeking funding to help them in a couple of different areas. We have three different award types as a part of that program. One, which is what we call our Distinguished Artist Award, which recognizes a single individual in the state who's made really a major contribution, a lifetime of work that is important to influencing the field in which they work, and those individuals are recognized through a nomination process, and any person can nominate an individual who they believe has made contributions along those lines. And then we have two different other award types, which we call a project award, which is funding of $7,500 to support an artist who's interested in doing some kind of a project over a one-year period. And then we have what we call our Artist Fellowship, which is a $18,000 award to support an artist who's really at kind of a mid-career or a mature stage of their work, to really help them invest in themselves to so that they can continue to do their work.
And there have been quite a few Ketchikan artists who have benefited.
There have. Yes. Yeah.
I think I don't know if we could list them all. I know
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head, but I know I was peeking at our history of that, and I think we've had about 12 or 13 awards of local artists here.
Most noted, we have three distinguished artists in Ketchikan: Dolores Churchill, Nathan Jackson, and Ray Troll. So we're, as a community, very proud of that and honored to have those artists living here.
You say these are for established artists. How established do you have to be to qualify?
Well, we do have some specifics about how we define that in the guidelines that are available off of the foundation's website. But really, those individuals that have some demonstration of work that they've developed and that they're currently really practicing their art, you know, that's the basic parameter. But, you know, some experience for somebody who's at a mid-career or mature stage for sure would probably have some experience in either exhibiting their work or having been recognized for things that they've done in other different ways. But
okay. And I, Shannon Dowd, I know coming up is a joint effort. I believe it's with the Forest Service, State Council on the Arts, and Alaska Geographic with regards to designing ornaments, mm-hmm. Which I'm guessing really any artist could participate in.
Sure, yeah. So it's kind of a neat project. Every year, a state is selected to provide the Christmas tree that goes to D.C. and is placed at the Capitol. And so Alaska, this is the first time Alaska has been selected. So it's Chugach National Forest. And they work with the Forest Service. And so we'll be setting the big tree and then 70 small trees and then 5,000 ornaments to decorate those trees. So we kind of started exploring different ways that we could engage artists in this project. And so we have this call open for artists to kind of provide a concept for an ornament design. The idea would be that the artist would create their original, high quality artistic ornament, but also provide a template for communities, whether it be arts councils or schools or senior centers or even, you know, lobbies of performing arts centers before shows, where the community members could make their own ornaments that would then be shipped to D.C. With all of the trees. And I think for artists, it's a really great opportunity. My goal is to make sure that the artists who are providing the designs for the ornaments really have a chance to be spotlighted with this project. We're all working very hard to make sure it's a statewide effort, and we want designs that reflect all of the different regions of Alaska. And really show kind of the landscape of our state as a way to really highlight Alaska nationally. And so there will be a lot of opportunities, I think, for artists to increase their exposure both within Alaska and in Washington, D.C.
Okay, and this is for next Christmas,
it's for
not
next,
this year, because
right.
I'm guessing the trees
tough.
Are already up.
Yes.
For this year. And is more than one design selected?
Right now we're thinking up to 10. We may add more pending funding. But it'll be up to 10 artists and a $750 commission with potential for artists to opt in if they'd like to be kind of what we're calling ambassadors to go into the schools and that would come with further kind of compensation.
And is each to just do one design?
Correct. Yeah.
So there would be less 500 of each design made kind of
potentially
idea
yeah,
or something
yeah,
along
exactly.
those lines.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. And is there I imagine there's a deadline to.
It is submit. December 22nd. And the call is you can apply online and it's posted at callforentry.org. And the call's listed under Alaska State Council on the Arts 2015 Christmas tree.
Okay. Are there other things you wanted to mention?
I wanted to mention when both Shannon and Jason were talking about the things that the Rasmussen Foundation and the Alaska State Council on the Arts do, one of the things they do is mentor. And they mentor arts councils specifically, but also artists. So Jason and Shannon talked about opportunities for artists. I encourage artists to contact these organizations to talk with them about your ideas, about your applications, and both organizations are so generous and will communicate and work with you to get a successful application off into the world. And so I think that's an important thing that you guys do that not everybody realizes. For sure, the Ketchikan Arts Council has learned and been mentored by these two organizations and appreciate what you guys are doing in our community and for our artists. So I just wanted to throw that out there. If you have any questions, both organizations, you can just call them up and ask them. Mm-hmm. Having said that, you can also call up the Arts Council and we can help you connect to these organizations, answer any questions, be a liaison for you to get there. But they're very awesome resources and I encourage everyone to take advantage of both organizations.
And I find it's for many artists, the creative process is easy and they enjoy that, but the application process can be intimidating.
Very intimidating, and that's some of what we talked about last night. But it is part of the reality of being an artist. You have to deal with it. And so the Ketchikan Arts Council, as well as the State Arts Council and the Rasmussen Foundation, are all there to help artists be successful in terms of that. But yeah, you have to do the work, just like you have to practice making your art. You have to practice, making
marketing
your business.
Making your business together.
Yeah.
And I do know also you will have some upcoming workshops throughout the next year to help people with some of those.
Yes. We've been doing an artist development series. I think we're on our third year of artist development, probably more than that, maybe the fourth year. And so the classes we try to vary them so we're not repeating ourselves too quickly after. But yes, we have a whole series, and that is in our season guide, but it's also on our website. And of course, we announce everything on Facebook and Twitter. So you can access our information in those spots, or you can just give us a call or come into the Arts Council. We're always there.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Maria.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
And I just want to, can I say one last thing? I just want to say, for us as a state agency, we really rely on a strong and healthy arts ecosystem in the state, and that is local arts councils such as the Ketchikan Arts Council. And I just want to say you all have a gem of an arts council here that's doing incredible work helping advance artists in the arts community. So thanks, Kathleen.
Take advantage of them, right? Okay, thank you very much. Shannon Dowd, the Executive Director of the Alaska State Council on the Arts, and Jason Smart, Program Officer with the Rasmussen Foundation, along with Kathleen Light here from the Ketchikan Area Arts and Humanities Council. And you certainly can contact the local Arts Council if you want more information about anything we talked about here, or contact the Rasmussen Foundation or the Alaska State Council on the Arts.